AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There were clashes between Palestinian protesters and Israeli police following Friday prayers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. It's not clear who started it. This is the first day of the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Margaret Harris is with the World Health Organization in Gaza.
We've recorded significant trauma needs, substantial fatalities and injuries are overwhelming the health facilities. As you know, 257 people have died, but there are also 8,538 injured across the OPT.
The 11-day war left more than 200 dead, the vast majority Palestinians, and brought widespread devastation to the already impoverished Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip. A strong, shallow earthquake shook an area of southwestern China near Myanmar. No immediate reports of injuries, but the U.S. Geological Survey says damage was possible. Argentina is imposing its first strict coronavirus lockdown of the year, starting tomorrow, due to surging levels of coronavirus infections and a soaring death toll. Pfizer and BioNTech have pledged to deliver 2 billion doses of their coronavirus vaccine to middle and low-income countries over the next 18 months. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Andy Slavitt says they're enthusiastic about lottery ticket incentives in some states to get people vaccinated. Slavitt also says dating apps are getting involved.
Here's one for you. According to one of the sites, OkCupid, people who display their vaccination status are 14% more likely to get a match. We have finally found the one thing that makes us all more attractive. A vaccination.
People can get a badge on the dating apps to show that they've been vaccinated.
All right, got through that.
Shareholders of Tribune Publishing, one of the country's largest newspaper chains, approved a takeover by hedge fund Alden Global Capital. Alden also owns some major daily newspapers around the country. This is AP News. Have we turned the corner on the coronavirus?
Coronavirus infections are down to their lowest levels since last June, and deaths are down, too, to a level not seen since July. The percentage of Americans who are fully vaccinated, 38%. About 48% have gotten at least one COVID shot, according to Bloomberg's COVID tracker. Now the question many are asking, if you've been vaccinated, will you need a booster shot in the fall? The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says, maybe, they don't know yet. He tells CBS this morning that scientists are still tracking data on the virus and possible variants. He's also reminding those who haven't been fully vaccinated to keep the mask on. I'm Rita Foley.
Kansas City Southern has abandoned its agreement to be acquired by Canadian Pacific, choosing instead a competing bid from Canadian National Railway with a bigger price tag but also greater regulatory risks. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.